All right, so a couple of minutes. We are going to get to some fun because I've had enough of the Harbaugh stuff. But if you want, Odyssey.com Rewind. Harbaugh spoke yesterday, and he did more of what he does. And it's just a question, really, about your reaction to it as a Michigan fan. Obviously, if you're not a Michigan fan, you're going to have a very specific reaction to it. And that's not what I want to do. David, I'll get to the calls in a second, but I want a few of the ticket texts. And then we're going to do, I want to start a series this month in the 3 weeks until opening day of college football. You know, I've slandered the man to my left for ruining the sport that we all once loved. But I am going to pull from the rubble he has created. I'm going to pull some of the salvageable pieces. Think of it as reclaimed lumber. I'm going to pull some of these beautiful planks of wood from the fiery wreck he has turned my sport into. And we're going to have a draft here momentarily.
Mm-hmm. It's like oxygen. You need it. You'll be back.
Dave.
The only thing that has come out is deleted text messages about recruiting. That's it. Don't worry. They've been recovered, though. We'll be just fine.
I don't know what to say to you. You know what? I'll just save my air. Like, why does it have to be this way? Seriously.
Because it's a cult. You always say it. Because it's a cult, it has to be this way.
Yeah. You know
Michigan
what?
Can do no wrong.
And I was about to say, if you ever believe in something so much that they can never be wrong, ever, then look to the left and look to the right. You're a member of a cult. If you can't just, this was wrong. We shouldn't have done that. And it's not everybody. It's not every Michigan fan. I'm not painting them with a broad brush.
No.
There's Michigan fans, and there are cult members. And cult members, it was just this. It was just a cheeseburger. It was just this. It was like, okay, it can't just be just everything. After a while, you have to see the trail of dead bodies all around you and say, hey, maybe something happened.
Well, I mean, this guy's made a career out of that. Name one time he's ever said they're wrong.
I don't know what you guys did to Wojo.
Nothing. We asked him a question about who would you rather have on the Tigers, and he flipped out on us last night.
It's like, bizarre. Is that Wojo or Cookies? The smarm just came in.
I just looked at Stoney. Stoney looked at me. I go, I don't know what happened here. David, go ahead.
Jim Harbaugh equals Rafael Palmeiro. That is from Mike.
When he got up in front of Congress, He was finger pointing. I never did things. I'm like,
That's not going to come back to bite you.
John in Flint says, I hope I'm not the only Michigan fan that's sick of Jim Harbaugh. The guy cheated his way to success. Everything goes through Jim Harbaugh. He knew exactly what was going on. He needs to just shut up.
There's no way for me to do this. And I'm not a rumor monger. I'll just tell you, there are whispers of something of,
they say
it would really make Harbaugh look stupid if the Netflix documentary features something I'm hearing it's featuring. You know, it would just be one of those things where you're like, oh boy, Jim, come on now. But I don't want to do that. It hasn't been officially reported, and I just, it's not worth it to me. So just go ahead.
Yeah, we see it on the Netflix.
You'll see it. I ain't watching that garbage.
Okay, I'll let you know what it
says.
First
of all, you're giving Connor Stallions a platform. What are we doing?
Apparently, from what I'm hearing,
I work here, I have to get the information. We might need it.
From what I'm hearing, it's not going to be like Swamp Kings. So,
it would lean that way.
Right. I'm like, if it's not like Swamp Kings where they just gloss over and whitewash stuff, maybe I will watch this. But yeah, the whole time, Aaron Hernandez, no. Did I miss the Cam Newton episode?
Right. Oh. Everyone on the team seeing Aaron's gang tattoos. Guy got tased outside of a bar. I don't know. Like, we going to talk about any of that? Swamp King's first two were fun. The last was just like, I hate my life. Why did I watch this? Go ahead.
Someone's asking, does the NCAA make a move or try and keep the Big Ten happy and just slap Michigan's wrist?
They could, but the problem is if you just slap the wrist, then what you are telling Oregon and Ohio State and Penn State and every other school, just cheat. Not just bend the rules, break the rules, just be brazen about it. Don't even try to hide it, and nothing will happen to you either. Put somebody on somebody else's sideline. Have people in the Bobby Valentine disguises. No problem.
I mean, David, I said this to you many times. Like, as long as you got to play for the national title, that's all you should care about because you will have, in essence, gotten away with it. You know, once Petitti showed you he's got no spine, And the CFP is in Rico's pocket, the networks. I don't think they're going to, quote, get got. I will be very surprised because ultimately, Michigan's PR strategy has always been brilliant. Deflect, deny, delay. And what the NCAA doesn't have time for, and what they also don't have, is an unlimited pile of money. Michigan can lawyer up. Now, what I would tell you is you don't want to end up in court. That's where discovery at. You don't want that. But you can delay this and appeal it, and maybe the NCAA just kind of passes away like, no, by the time it would all see itself. You know, or conveniently just die like Ed Martin. Right before he was supposed to talk. I'm just saying. It was beneficial. What, David? The guy died like 10 minutes before he was supposed to talk to the feds.
Because it feels like a spy that eats that pill right before they get caught.
He died in his hospital room on a Sunday. And he was supposed to testify that next morning.
It's just, you know, sometimes Nona passes and the inheritance is convenient. Mm-hmm. That's all. Let me go to Brett, 97.1. Brett, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Mike. Hey, Rico. I'm calling from the Home Plate Club once again. How you guys doing?
From the 1901 Society.
That's right, baby.
How's the view,
1901,
Brett?
All the way. Hey, I'm doing great. This is a message more so to everyone listening and specifically to the Colts. I've been a Michigan fan my entire life and been hearing all these calls today, and I finally called because I'm pissed off. Get over it. We cheated. It's disgusting. That title means nothing. It means absolutely, I'm sorry, David, that title means absolutely nothing to me now. You know, when Harbaugh went to the NFL and ran away like a big old cat, I really was like, I'll give Sean Moore the benefit of the doubt. Let's see where this goes. Now, after yesterday, I don't care. I don't care anymore. I'm entering the transfer portal. Find me a new college. You know, I'm not even beyond going to Michigan State. For you guys.
You don't want to do that.
I mean, I've been listening to you guys for 10 years. So honestly, hearing your guys' love for your state, whatever. But I probably won't go that route. I live out here in South Dakota. My girl's a Nebraska fan. Honestly, Dominic Raiola was an all-time great. His son's kind of a weirdo. But I'm kind of interested to see how Nebraska does with Dylan. So I'm going to stay with Michigan basketball. Hope that gets better. But, yeah, the cult, y'all got to get over yourselves. This title means nothing.
No, I mean, listen.
And I think a lot of it, Brett, is because you're out in South Dakota right now, yes. And you're not knee deep in cult mania.
I also would like to defend Michigan fans. You have every right to feel that the title is great. I'm not asking you not to feel that. I've never asked that. You just don't get to tell me how to feel about it. It's very simple. It's a very peaceful existence, unless you want to make it not peaceful. It just seems silly to me.
Right. And make people accept it.
David.
Someone says, now, when I think of Ed Martin, all I was able to think of is the turtleneck man in Cuba from The Godfather with the pillow.
I didn't say that. I said it as an example. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. The fact that old Eddie didn't get a chance to talk to the feds and passed away peacefully.
Peacefully in his sleep in his hotel bed.
So I'm just...
Hospital.
Hotel bed.
Hospital.
Now.
I'm just making a point. Maybe with the shifting sands of college football, if you can kick this thing down the road for another year, how do I know the NCAA exists in a year? What if Rico's TV people decide we're just going to have two Super Leagues? And the NCAA... What if you break away from the NCAA? That is a strategy. If I were repping U of M, that's absolutely in the playbook of what I'm going to try to do.
If I can get you a job on the committee, would you come back?
A committee of what?
The new committee that we're working on.
What, CFP?
Yeah.
Only if you let me fire Charlie Baker into the sun.
Oh, no. It's all going to be a new committee.
A con artist.
We'll need a couple media consultants.
I'm in.
We'll talk.
I'm in.
Will that get you back on board and I can forget about the slander? We can find some. We can put some money in your pocket.
Can I send Maryland out of the Big Ten?
No.
Well, then I'm out.
We like Maryland. But you know what? I'll give you Nebraska.
I don't want them either.
Or Rutgers. You can have.
Now
can
get rid of them. They don't belong here.
You can kick one of them out if you want.
Okay. I'm in. I'm back. All right. We're going to have some fun next. We got a draft to do. 97.1. All right. So we're going to have a little fun for a second. So I always make fun of Rico about how he's ruined college football and him and his TV executive friends. But I say, you know what? The man's back from vacation. He's glowing. Let's not start on the wrong foot.
You're going to be apologetic?
No.
Okay. Not apologizing, Jim.
No, okay. I am going to try to broker peace by a couple times this month in the lead up to week zero, having positive college football drafts. Now, one of the things I do still love about the sport is the irreverence to football helmets. Mm. That schools are not afraid to put a giant cartoon duck on their helmet, or a disco ball, or a laser frog, or in the case of Central Florida, an orange manat, which is an astronaut whose head is made of an orange. These are the things that make college football fun. So I said, you know what? We're doing a college football draft with a twist. What I want to do is the best, and David's going to pull the draft order. We will do a 5-round draft. The best non-brand name, non-blue blood helmets in college football. Meaning you can't select Michigan or Notre Dame or Texas. Those are Blue Magic, okay. Brand name.
Okay.
The schools absolutely can be in a power conference. They just can't be one of the power brokers historically.
So, that being said, would MSU fall into the power broker school?
Yeah, they've made the college football playoff. Okay. They actually have some level of history, and they're a brand. Top 20 revenue, top 20 attendance.
Okay.
Can't do it. Now, Maryland, not a brand.
Okay.
And I know you love turtles. Any questions on how we want to do this?
I have a question. So you can only pick one specific helmet from one team, correct?
Correct.
So what if, let's say it was Michigan State was eligible and David picked the script logo mm-hmm. on the helmet. Could I then pick the Gruff Sparty one too?
You could.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
All right.
That's a great question.
Yes. So I could take the Georgia all black helmet.
Here's the problem. This is the other rule. It has to be a helmet that's in regular rotation.
Gotcha.
This cannot be a pro combat, like when Georgia pulverized, what was it, Hawaii in the bowl game, and they wore a silver helmet. Rest in peace, Timmy Chang. You can't pick that helmet. It gotcha. Doesn't exist. You can't select the helmet Army wore 2 years ago. You can't do it.
Gotcha.
It has to be in regular rotation. Do we all agree?
Okay.
So, David, do you want to draw the draft order?
Oh, I have the draft order right here.
All right.
Mike, you are first. I am second. Rico, you are third. Kenny is last.
So, I demand a recount.
I don't want the first pick. All right, fine. But it's snake draft, so that means Kenny would lead the second round. So mm-hmm. I go first, David second, Rico third, Kenny fourth. You want to do this? We get some music? Yes. All right. With the first pick in the ridiculous 2024 college football helmet draft, I select the Tulane Angry Wave powder blue lids. They're sexual. They're beautiful. They're enticing. And it's got an Angry Wave holding a megaphone.
You know what? According to the mock drafts that we saw, I knew exactly where Mike was going to go with this.
That's
I knew
reach.
He was going with Tulane.
I love the Tulane helmets.
So, yeah, Todd, it went right as I thought it was going to go.
I may come back and draft the white version of them, too. Go ahead. David, you're up next.
I take you to the Big 12. And I love pitchforks. I'm going Arizona State.
Which version? They got a zillion.
Yeah, I'm going with their yellow with the pitchfork.
Okay, because they also have that like Lamborghini one.
Correct.
Where it's 18, like it's iridescent.
Yes.
Then they got Sparky giant head version.
Right.
And they're taking also, the standard.
Yes.
And they also have the black version with the pitchfork.
They do.
They
I
got
want,
them all.
I want the yellow one.
All
yeah.
right.
Okay.
Now we go to Rico Beard with the third pick in the 2024 off-brand college football helmet draft.
Ladies and gentlemen, take you to the ACC.
Oh, my God, you didn't do it.
I take you to North Carolina State, Raleigh, North Carolina.
Oh, no.
No.
Mr. Woofy.
Yes, Mr.
Which one?
Woofy.
The red
one.
You
red.
Like the clown ones.
Yes.
Mr. Woofy.
This one right here.
Yes. I like the white one, but fine, because
yes.
Mr. Woofy is Gruff Sparty ACC style. It's a
yes.
great helmet, and factually, NC State hasn't won Bupkis ever. I clear it. Now we go to Kenny Cott for the turn. Kenny, your first selection.
So the first one that I had on my draft board is still there. We go to San Diego State with the red Aztec helmets.
The mosaic. Yes.
I love those. I've always loved those. They're sweet.
Looks like
they're
hieroglyphics. Yes.
Yeah, people, if you haven't seen those, worth a look. Excellent. Kenny has that wallpaper in his bedroom.
And then next we got the East Carolina Pirate logo with the purple. The purple lid with the black pirate logo on the side.
You don't deserve that helmet.
Kenny, I thought that's where he would maybe go. But I guess he wanted Tulane first.
Tell me that's not a good turn, two selections
it's
right
It's a great dive to hell with your first Kenny, one. The ECU purple hydrochrome with yellow face mask is art.
Kenny, sit by the phone because Mike's going to be making a phone call for a trade.
I want my picks back and I want Putney.
You pancakey.
Back to Rico.
Well, you know what? I am going to go to the Big 12. Give me Iowa State.
Which one?
Oh, I forgot. The one where, hold on, it's...
They do the white, they do the red, and then once a year they do the blackout.
Hold on. Let me pull it up.
Oh, my God.
The red one.
Standard.
The red one. Yes, the red one.
Really?
Yeah, I like that with the script state with the I. Yeah.
Okay. Over to David.
I'm going to go over to UAB.
The Blazers?
I'm going to the Blazers. I'm going with their white helmet with the snake dragon or whatever they call that
dragon
thing. Yeah, I'm going with that white one right there.
All
right. I like the white.
Kenny broke my heart, but you know what? I have a way out of this. My first selection, I'm going to go to Greensboro, North Carolina. I'm going to go to the alma mater of Sandra Bullock. I'm going to take East Carolina's white script helmet with the yellow face mask. Gorgeous. It doesn't feature the Jolly Roger, but it's still sick. Hydrochrome lettering. Beautiful. All right. For my second selection, now I gotta do this. Because I know one of you scumbags will take him. Give me SMU. Mustangs.
Oh!
Power selection.
Which one?
Not the Disco D. The actual just normal Mustang regular helmet. It's beautiful.
That was next up on the list.
Thank God. All right. Back over to David. Can't believe Kenny got the purple hydrochromes.
All right. All right. Here we go. I am going over to the American Athletic Conference.
Great helmet conference.
And I'm going to take UTSA.
The Roadrunners.
The Roadrunners. I'm going to go with their blue helmet with the Roadrunner on the
side. It's lovely. It really is. It's ridiculous.
It is.
But lovely. By the way, is Frank Harris back for year 13 at quarterback? Over to Rico Beard.
I hope not.
Jesus.
Mike, I don't know if this will be a brand name or
we
not.
We will judge.
But I believe they are now a part of the Big 12. I'm going to go with the black Cincinnati Bearcat.
They are a part of the Big 12.
They are.
And they are ass. But the helmet's beautiful.
Yes.
And that's a Sauce Gardner thing.
Yeah.
I know you. I know where your loyalties lie. Over to Kenneth Cott.
So you make all the hillbilly jokes about me that you like, but I like the Wyoming white cowboy helmet, so I'm going to take those right
I
off
hate
the board.
Your guts.
Those
I
are
hate
fantastic.
Your guts.
I'm just going to try to steal every one of Mike's helmets.
It's a beautiful helmet. If you can make Dookie Brown and PP Yellow look good, you know Wyoming's doing it right. Great helmet.
And second of all, we got the Western Kentucky, the Grimace helmets.
Yes!
The black with the red logo on the side. And if I can, I'd like the googly eye visor, but if that's not possible, no big deal.
I'm adding
you
it.
You know what?
It's a great pull by you.
Yes!
Great pull by you.
You know what?
Back to Rico.
Speaking of brown helmets.
Western?
I'm going to go to a school that's near and dear to David's heart. Give me the brown Western Michigan Broncos.
That's the pudding helmets.
That was next on my list.
Yes. Those are hideous.
I love them.
You just killed the music. The helmet is so bad, you killed the music.
The oversized Bronco.
Over to David.
All right, so I'm going to do this now that you took Western Michigan from me. And they have made this a part of their program for the future here. I thought it was just one time. They got sued. But I'm going with the Houston Cougars. Houston Oilers helmet.
I'm going to allow it because they've said NFL, FU, we're wearing it again.
I thought it was going to be ineligible, but they made it a part of their program.
Pull. It's a good pull. Now, I've got a double dip here, right?
Yep.
First one, I'm going to take two helmets. They're from the same school. Controversial, I know. I want the Oklahoma State all-white oversized Pistol Pete helmet. And I want to stay with Oklahoma State. I want the black matte finish cowboy helmet.
You know what? We're pressed for time, or else I would be objecting this, saying that's a brand name.
It's not a brand name.
Oklahoma State's a brand
Your
name.
Your coach got a mullet. You can't be a brand name with a hillbilly coach.
If you can complete this phrase, I'm 40.
Okay. You want me to take it off the board?
I think they're brand name. They are the face of the Big 12 now.
Fine. Luckily, I came prepared for this nonsense. I'll take Boise State's white script outline draw of the Bronco with
you know
the number
what?
On the
Give
one
them Oklahoma
side.
State. Give them Oklahoma State.
No, I'm taking Boise State right there. And then we're going to go one more level. I'll take Oregon State, Bucky Beaver, where it's the guy wearing his little fun Navy hat, the Beaver, on the side of the helmet.
Okay.
Quickly. All right, here we go. I'm going to go La Tech. This is now a part of their, they've been doing it since 2022, their red helmet with their blue in their team.
Shout out Tim Rattay and former Steeler Troy Edwards. Over to Rico.
I am going to Tempe, Arizona. I'm going with the Arizona State black helmets with the fork on them.
Double Arizona State. We finish with Kenneth Cott. He's had a strong draft. Kenny, you're the final pick.
I'm going to finish off with one of my favorite side of the helmet logos. That's UTEP. You got the blue logo, or you got the blue helmet with the orange pickaxe as the logo. I love that one.
Dude, that is a deep pull.
That was on my list.
That's like CBS Sports Network at 1 a.m.
I always just remember seeing it. I was like, that's the coolest helmet logo at this time of the night.
Send in the ticket text. Who won the draft? What was the worst omission? We'll get to all of it next. 97.1. All right, we'll get to a football today in a few minutes. David, the ticket text, after a very emotional draft, I feel like I got too cute. I missed out on my number one helmet, ECU. What do the people have to say?
But you got the fighting green wave.
I love the fist. I love the angry wave. Go ahead, Dave.
Someone says no one went Duke. The matte black with the chrome D in rotation. That one is gorgeous.
I can't do it. I hate everything Duke football. I can't. I got stuck with Daniel Jones because of Duke.
Oh,
and I got stuck with Dave Brown because of Duke back in the day. I can't do it.
Someone's asking you, Mike, how haven't you picked the white Wyoming helmet?
I know. I understand. Okay, how about the fact I underestimated Kenny's intelligence and his taste in helmets?
Wow.
Unlike other people, I'm just being honest.
Here's a few down the line that was not selected. Someone says Utah all day should have been selected. The Richmond Spiders was a good one that no one took.
Not even D1.
The Black Sailor Tiger Mizzou helmet.
Those are amazing. Yeah, I just don't know if they're going to wear them again.
And that's always the question mark. That's why I didn't know about Houston until
they said they are. Right. Yes.
Coastal Carolina teal helmet with the Chanticleer logo on the side. Someone's calling Rico out. Well, I guess they're calling us out.
What happened?
Cincinnati made the playoffs. That can't count. Well, we didn't catch it in time.
I'm actually okay with it because Cincinnati had it. Basically, you know what Cincinnati is? TCU 2.0. Neither are a brand. Both made the playoffs. Both quickly faded into oblivion.
Which leads me to this one because someone's saying if TCU was considered, someone should have taken them. They're not a blue blood.
No, they're not. They had the one magical year. The truth, and I think they're going to be awful again this year, by the way. They've got the Magna Frog, which is like the methed out, like, you know, Chernobyl frog. Then they have the chrome. Oh, yeah. They got it. They got a ton of good helmets.
I'm sorry.
No, they could have been selected.
They could have. Someone saying no love for Memphis. The white helmet, blue face mask with the blue tiger
stripes. Oh, the stripes. Yeah, that would play.
You know the one I really wanted to do?
Not take Maryland? You love Maryland.
Yeah.
They're not a brand name.
Because I've never been a big fan of the flag of every color in the rainbow.
Got it.
I just have.
It is wild.
It is. Now, the oversized Jayhawk of Kansas on the black mat. Yeah.
Yes.
That was on the list.
Brandon in Texas said no military academies in the helmet draft.
Nope. No. The only one that would make it would be Air Force because they wear the lightning bolt.
They were on my list.
You can't take hand-painted special edition helmets that are used one time and one time only. They don't qualify.
But I figured Army, Navy, are they a brand?
But that Army helmet, the regular helmet, it's just, I'm sorry, it's not good enough.
No, it's just gold.
Yeah.
And Navy's is just, oh, wait, gold. There's nothing to it. Like, oh. Penn State's helmets suck. They look like the Spaceballs.
No, but David, I'm shocked that you didn't take Delaware State.
That would have been a way to do it, for sure. Someone says San Diego State was a great selection.
Kenny had a
I think Kenny had a solid draft.
He did. The googly eye, the Western Kentucky.
Yeah. Those Hydrochromes with Grimace on there, it's a power look.
Yeah, see, I didn't want to blow his ego up, but there's a lot of texts coming in saying that Kenny won the draft.
I think he did.
Outstanding.
He stole ECU. He got Wyoming right from underneath me. The Western Kentucky pull was solid. I didn't like the UTEP selection. I think those are hideous, but that's okay.
Someone's asking, they are asking you, Kenny, where are the Golden Grizzlies on your list?
Let me know when they have a D1 football team or even a D2 football team.
No, Toledo, someone's saying.
No.
Yeah, no.
No. By the way, good to see Daquan Finn back for year 30 in college football.
Leave Finn alone.
He's terrible.
Yeah. He's the starting quarterback at a Big 12 school.
Who's going to fire their coach by week 3.
Herodias.
All right, Dave Aranda.
Is he getting a degree?
He better have 12 by now.
I'm not trying to be rude, Rico.
No, I think that's a little Castec King rivalry right there.
Yeah,
that's all I think that is.
David, he's been in school so long, they call him Doctor.
You know what?
Dr. Finn.
The man's getting free education, okay? He's taking advantage of it.
Still can't throw the damn ball.
Well, see, that's why I took your Western Michigan Broncos. I took your helmet from you. The brown.
Yeah.
I like it. It's brown.
It was on my list.
But I do like the oversized Bronco.
Yeah. South Dakota Jackrabbits. Did anybody select them? No one.
Are they D1?
South Dakota is D1 AA, I believe.
Doesn't count. Yeah. Doesn't count. Poverty.
Boise State is a brand name, but I do like their all blue helmet with the orange Bronco.
See, I thought about.
I don't think they're brand name.
See, I thought about the Louisville Red Chrome, but I thought Louisville would be a brand name.
So. No, you could have gotten that.
Okay.
I would have allowed that.
They had a Heisman Trophy winner.
It doesn't matter.
He went on
to win
nothing.
Two MVPs in the pros.
And he's horrible in the playoffs. They also have the all-black helmet with the red Hydrochrome Cardinal stencil. They got some nice helmets down there.
Both North Texas helmets are excellent.
Yes. They're like Welfare Oregon. It's like they got the Oregon cast-off helmets. Have you seen North Texas?
No, let me look this
up. They have like the giant, it's like Oregon's leftovers, and they went, eh. It's like when a team loses the Super Bowl and poor kids in Panama get the T-shirts.
You get the helmet now.
Like Phil Knight didn't like the design. Send it to Denton, Texas. But
it does feel that way, yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
Like the Oregon Design Lab, send them to Denton.
No, not quite.
Doesn't make the cut.
Let's just put a little
something on the back. San Francisco 49ers Super Bowl champions. Poor kid in Bolivia.
It really does look like the Oregon. It is,
the
man.
Wings. Take a couple stripes off and give it to North Texas.
It's bad. It's bad, isn't it?
It is. David, one more, and then we'll get to business.
Someone's saying the Georgia Tech huge yellow jacket helmet should have been selected.
The honeycomb?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do like the honeycomb helmet. Do they still wear them?
The point I'm making is this is one of the few things Rico hasn't ruined in the sport yet. So once a week, I will find a positive in college football.
You know what? I really like the backhanded compliments that you give me.
It's true. I'm proving you haven't destroyed everything yet. Your Thanos routine what used to be my number one sport.
You cashed out. You cashed out, so we're moving on.
You made Spider-Man disappear.
2-4
back. How annoying was he in those movies? All right.
People loved him. Let's
go to a football today, and then I have a very serious question for the top of the hour.
Come on, Mr. Stark.
All right, we'll get to a football today in a few minutes. David, the ticket text, after a very emotional draft, I feel like I got too cute. I missed out on my number one helmet, ECU. What do the people have to say?
But you got the fighting green wave.
I love the angry wave. Go ahead, Dave.
Someone says no one went Duke. The matte black with the chrome D in rotation. That one is gorgeous.
I can't do it. I hate everything Duke football. I can't. I got stuck with Daniel Jones because of Duke.
Oh,
and I got stuck with Dave Brown because of Duke back in the day. I can't do it.
Someone's asking you, Mike, how haven't you picked the white Wyoming helmet?
I know. I understand. Okay? How about the fact I underestimated Kenny's intelligence and his taste in helmets?
Wow.
Unlike other people, I'm just being honest.
Here's a few down the line that was not selected. Someone says Utah all day should have been selected. The Richmond Spiders was a good one that no one took.
Not even D1.
The Black Sailor Tiger Mizzou helmet.
Those are amazing. Yeah, I just don't know if they're going to wear them again.
And that's always the question mark. That's why I didn't know about Houston until
they said they are. Right. Yes.
Coastal Carolina teal helmet with the Chanticleer logo on the side. Someone's calling Rico out. Well, I guess they're calling us out.
What happened?
Cincinnati made the playoffs. That can't count. Well, we didn't catch it in time.
I'm actually okay with it because Cincinnati had it basically, you know what Cincinnati is? TCU 2.0. Neither are a brand. Both made the playoffs. Both quickly faded into oblivion.
Which leads me to this one because someone's saying if TCU was considered, someone should have taken them. They're not a blue blood.
No, they're not. They had the one magical year. The truth, and I think they're going to be awful again this year, by the way. They've got the Magna Frog, which is like the methed out, like, you know, Chernobyl frog. Then they have the chrome. Oh, yeah. They got it. They got a ton of good helmets.
I'm sorry.
No, they could have been selected.
They could have. Someone saying no love for Memphis. The white helmet, blue face mask with the blue tiger
stripes. Oh, the stripes. Yeah, that would play.
You know the one I really wanted to do?
Not take Maryland? You love Maryland.
Yeah.
They're not a brand name.
Because I've never been a big fan of the flag of every color in the rainbow.
Got it.
I just have
it. It is wild.
It is. Now, the oversized Jayhawk of Kansas on the black mat. Yeah.
Yes.
That was on the list.
Brandon in Texas says no military academies in the helmet draft.
Nope. No. The only one that would make it would be Air Force because they wear the lightning bolt.
They were on my list.
You can't take hand-painted special edition helmets that are used one time and one time only. They don't qualify.
But I figured Army, Navy, are they a brand?
But that Army helmet, the regular helmet, it's not good enough.
No, it's just gold.
Yeah.
And Navy's is just, gold. There's nothing to it. Like, Penn State's helmets suck. They look like the Spaceballs.
No, but David, I'm shocked that you didn't take Delaware State.
That would have been a way to do it, for sure. Someone says San Diego State was a great selection.
Kenny had a solid draft.
He did.
The googly eye, the Western Kentucky.
Yeah. Those Hydra Chromes with Grimace on there, it's a power look.
Yeah, see, I didn't want to blow his ego up, but there's a lot of texts coming in saying that Kenny won the draft.
I think he did.
Outstanding.
He stole ECU. He got Wyoming right from underneath me. The Western Kentucky poll was solid. I didn't like the UTEP selection. I think those are hideous, but that's okay.
Someone's asking, they are asking you, Kenny, where are the Golden Grizzlies on your list?
Let me know when they have a D1 football team or even a D2 football team.
No, Toledo, someone's saying.
No.
Yeah, no.
No. By the way, good to see Daquan Finn back for year 30 in college football.
Leave Finn alone.
He's terrible.
Yeah. He's the starting quarterback at a Big 12 school.
Who's going to fire their coach by week 3.
Herodias.
All right, Dave Aranda.
Is he getting a degree?
He better have 12 by now.
I'm not trying to be rude, Rico.
No, I think that's a little Caztec King rivalry right there.
Yeah,
that's all I think that is.
David, he's been in school so long, they call him Doctor.
You know what?
Dr. Finn.
The man's getting free education, okay? He's taking advantage of it.
Still can't throw the damn ball.
See, that's why I took your Western Michigan Broncos. I took your helmet from you. The brown.
Yeah.
I like it. It's brown.
It was on my list.
But I do like the oversized Bronco.
Yeah. South Dakota Jackrabbits. Did anybody select them? No one.
Are they D1?
South Dakota is D1 AA, I believe.
Doesn't count. Yeah. Doesn't count. Poverty.
Boise State is a brand name, but I do like their all blue helmet with the orange Bronco.
See, I thought about.
I don't think they're brand name.
See, I thought about the Louisville red chrome, but I thought Louisville would be a brand name.
So. No, you could have gotten that.
Okay.
I would have allowed that.
They had a Heisman Trophy winner.
It doesn't matter.
He's a basketball player.
Went
program.
On to win
nothing.
Two MVPs in the pros.
And he's horrible in the playoffs. They also have the all-black helmet with the red hydrochrome cardinal stencil. They got some nice helmets down there.
Both North Texas helmets are excellent.
Yes. They're like Welfare Oregon. It's like they got the Oregon cast-off helmets. Have you seen North Texas?
No, let me look this up.
They have like the giant... It's like Oregon's leftovers, and they went, eh. It's like when a team loses the Super Bowl and poor kids in Panama get the T-shirts.
You get the helmet now.
Like Phil Knight didn't like the design. Send it to Denton, Texas. But they
It does feel that way, yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. They, like the Oregon Design Lab, send them to Denton.
Yeah. No, not quite.
Doesn't make the cut.
Let's just put a little something on the back.
San Francisco 49ers Super Bowl champions. Poor kid in Bolivia.
It really does look like the Oregon. It is, man.
The wings. Take a couple stripes off and give it to North Texas.
It's bad. It's bad, isn't it?
It is. David, one more, and then we'll get to business.
Someone's saying the Georgia Tech huge yellow jacket helmet should have been selected.
The honeycomb?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do like the honeycomb helmet. Do they still wear them?
The point I'm making. This is one of the few things Rico hasn't ruined in the sport yet. So once a week, I will find a positive in college football.
You know what? I really like the backhanded compliments that you give me.
It's true. I'm proving you haven't destroyed everything yet. Your Thanos routine on what used to be my number one sport.
You cashed out. You cashed out, so we're moving on.
You made Spider-Man disappear.
He came back.
How annoying was he in those movies? All right,
let's
go to a football today, and then I have a very serious question for the top of the hour.
Come on, Mr. Stark.